Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Welcome to the Victoria Day weekend edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Well, as I said, this is the time that Canadians traditionally mark as Victoria Day, and for us it's an opportunity to reflect on the contribution that was made to popular culture by those with ties to Britain. And in particular, this is the day we celebrate the British influence in popular music during our time period, which is roughly from the 1920s through to the 1960s. We just heard from the band of Ted Heath, a very popular band in the 40s and 50s and later. That big band sound was certainly there, and he had some fine talent in the band too. Well, they brought us Button Up Your Overcoat, and that was written by Lou Brown, Buddy De Silva, and Ray Henderson. We have some wonderful musicians for you this morning and some equally wonderful singers. And we'll hear from a lovely singer just coming up, and that's Beryl Davis. She's certainly been on the show before. She started out in the late 30s, early 40s, singing with her father's band. I think he was Harry Davis. At the end of the war, she went over to the U.S. and had a very long and successful solo career there. We're going to hear her from her early days. This is 1941. She's joined by Oscar Rabin and his band. And she's going to bring us a very British song called The London I Love, written by Harold Purcell and Simon Posford. Following Beryl, we're going to stay in the 1940s and hear from a lovely orchestra led by violinist and sometime singer George Mellacrino. He was an amazingly versatile performer. As I said, he was a fine singer throughout the 30s, and in the 1940s, he switched over to the instrumental side. He's a very accomplished violinist, and he set up an orchestra called the Mellacrino Strings. He also got into some songwriting, and what we have is a very fine example of the light classical style that was so pervasive, I guess you'd have to say, in Britain at the time. And we're going to hear several examples of that this morning. It was certainly heard on the radio. It was also featured, this kind of music, in films and later on television. Well, the George Mellacrino Strings are going to bring us a number that George wrote himself called Violins in the Night. And then back to 1934, to a very popular singer in Britain at the time. He sang with the orchestra led by Ray Noble, and it is, of course, Al Boley, a very fine singer. And he's going to bring us a number written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin called I'll String Along With You. And he'll be joined, as I mentioned, by Ray Noble and his orchestra. And we'll go now to Beryl Davis and Oscar Rabin, The London I Love.
Aglow and newsboys calling, city I know with twilight falling, deep in my heart I keep recalling the London I love. Small cozy bars and cheerful greeting, long lines of cars and lovers meeting, under the stars her heart is beating. The London I love. Breathless and fast, the crowd hurries past. There's a glow in the London sky. Velvety dove, the trees in the park touch my heart, and I don't know why. Mayfair hotels, their windows beaming, chiming off bells, the river gleaming. You are my dream. dream, I'm always dreaming the London I
are so few, but until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to, and until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got three or four. The human little faults you do have just make me love you more and more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll swing along with you.
Al Boley with Ray Noble from 1934, I'll String Along With You. Before Al, we heard from the George Melocrino Strings, Violins in the Night, written by George Melocrino himself. And we started out with the lovely voice of Beryl Davis, along with Oscar Raban and his band, from 1941, The London I Love.
You're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa and Gatineau. With the Ford government's reforms coming this fall, CHUO's future is under threat. Now more than ever, we need your help. To find out more and what you can do about it, go to chuo.fm/action.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're celebrating some of the early recordings made in Britain from, well, early for us, from the 1920s through to the 1950s, to celebrate Victoria Day and the contribution made to popular music by those with ties to Britain. And there were lots of them, a number who started out life in Canada or the US, also moved to Britain. And ended up making their career home there. And our next recording comes from one such musician, and that is Robert Farnon. And the list of his accomplishments is long. I'll mention a few of them. He was a wonderful composer of light orchestral music, film scores, a great conductor, fine trumpet player, and a particularly accomplished arranger. And there really wasn't much he could do. And we're going to hear an example of his light classical or orchestral pieces this morning, of which there were many, and this is particularly apt for Victoria Day. It's another song about London, and this is a very famous piece, became very popular, and I believe featured a lot on radio, and that is Westminster Waltz, written and performed by Robert Farnon, along with his orchestra. After Mr. Farnon, we'll go back to 1929 to a band that's a particular favourite of mine, and it seems he was a particular favourite with the fans too, because they were an extremely popular dance band. Started out in the 1920s and went on well into the 1930s. And that was a band led by Jack Hilton. We're going to hear a couple of numbers from them this morning, and the first one that we'll hear right now, or next up after Mr. Farnon, is from 1929, and the song is called You're the Cream in My Coffee, and it's another song written by the songwriting team, like our first song, of Lou Brown, Buddy De Silva, and Ray Henderson. And following Mr. Hilton, we will go to 1944, to one of the many jazz groups that were getting going in the UK around this time. This one is pretty lively band. Also some fine musicians. I think Kenny Baker sang with them at one point. It's called Vic Lewis and the Jack Parnell Jazzmen. Vic Lewis, a very fine guitarist, and Jack Parnell on the drums. And they are going to bring us this morning a song written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. But we won't hear Mr. Kohler's lyrics this morning. We'll just hear an instrumental. I think you've heard this one before. It's called Get Happy. And we'll start with Robert Farnon and Westminster Waltz.
My stew, you will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar, you're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most men tell love tales, and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way. This way is my own way. You're the sail of my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Thank you.
for the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you just heard from Jack Parnell and his Jazzmen featuring Vic Lewis on guitar. Get Happy from 1944. Lovely, lively melody written by Harold Arlen. Before that, we heard Jack Hilton with You're the Cream in My Coffee. I believe the vocal there was performed by Sam Brown. That's from 1929. Well, that's done 90 years ago, so that's a bit of a vintage recording. And we also heard, we started out with a wonderful recording by Robert Farnon and his orchestra of his composition, Westminster Waltz, and I believe that was recorded in 1956.
The 2019 CHUO card gives you access to exclusive deals at 44 local businesses and over 50 locations around the Ottawa-Gatineau region. Get discounts at 27 spots never before seen on the card, like the Art House Cafe, Smudge Beauty Bar, Octopus Books, Compact Music, Live on Elgin, and many more friends old and new. Flaunt your love of community radio and get rewarded at the coolest cafes, music stores, bookstores, and local businesses all over town. Visit chuo.fm/card to get yours.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1. Sorry, yes, 89.1 FM. And this morning, well, tomorrow is Victoria Day. Sort of the first holiday of the year that really is looking forward to summer. Not the first holiday, but seems to be the start of summer, though. It's about a month away on the calendar, but there's definite signs of the weather easing up. And had lots of rain, but lovely green grass out there. And the flowers are starting to show, as are the leaves. And this is the day, Sunday, just before Victoria Day, that we celebrate the British influence in popular music. And we're going to carry on doing that. And another piece in the light classical or orchestral vein, and this time from composer Eric Coates, who's also, I believe, conducting the orchestra for this one. Well, he was a particularly respected composer of this kind of light orchestral pieces and film music as well. Many of his pieces became very famous, and they were used quite frequently as themes for radio programs, as featured on the BBC in the 1930s and later. Well, we're going to hear him with a piece taken from his London suite. I'm not sure when this was recorded, probably in the 1930s. And this is the tarantelle entitled Covent Garden. And to 1932, to a singing duo who were very famous and much loved in Britain around this time, and that is Bud Flanagan and Chesney Allen. And they were quite uniquely British, I have to say. Very fun. They did novelty numbers, but they could also do rather poignant pieces too. And Bud Flanagan was your typical Cockney Sparrow, I guess you'd have to say that. And Chesney Allen, he may not have had the greatest voice in the world, but he was a wonderful straight man to Bud Flanagan, and he certainly kept up his end of the melody. And we will hear them from 1932 with the Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra, with perhaps their most famous piece called Underneath the Arches. And then forward 4 years to one of the most popular dance bands around in the first half of the 20th century in the UK, and that was led by Bert Ambrose. And they are going to bring us a lively version of the Frank Melrose composition, and that is Copenhagen. And we'll go now to Eric Coates, the London Suite, and the tarantelle Covent Garden. ¶¶
Yes, we never sought for Savoy's they can keep. There's only one place that we know, and that is where we sleep. Underneath the arches, we dream our dreams of bom bom bo da bi do. Underneath the bom bom bo di da bo, on cobblestones we lay. Bom bo 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 bo, back to back we body ba bo 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 di do. Tired out and bom bo do bo bo di do. Sorry when the daylight comes creeping, heralding the dawn, sleeping when it's raining, and sleeping when it's fine. Trains rattling by, payment is a fee I allow, without a sheet we lay. Underneath the arches, we dream our dreams away.
Tune in to CHUO 89.1 FM every day from 1 to 3. And hear everything from And to this.
But I know nothing.
And also.
And then dude. And the dude's like, buddy!
Wait a minute. This, how is this on radio?
Only on CHUO's Radioactive.
They're the best.
Tell me about it.
And you're listening to, I've heard that song before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We are celebrating the Victoria Day weekend with music from Britain, recorded in the from the 1920s through to the 1950s. You just heard from Ambrose and his orchestra. My, they were a popular band at that time. Started out in the 1920s. And well into their stride at this point, 1936, they brought us Copenhagen. Before that, the lovable Flanagan and Allen with their signature tune, Underneath the Arches, from 1932. And we started out with Eric Coates and his London suite, the Tarantelle, entitled Covent Garden. Oh, we're going to carry on, and I promised you another Jack Hilton, and that's what we'll hear just coming up. And yes, Jack Hilton's the next one in the lineup. This is from 1928, and I have to say, with the Jack Hilton Orchestra, they're always such fun to listen to because they really do sound like they're enjoying what they're doing. They're always very lively and almost a slightly novelty tone to them, but that disguises some really excellent musicians in the band. Don't take for granted that we do kind of take for granted that they knew what they were doing, but they really did. In any event, we will hear Jack Hilton again with Sam Brown is joining us as well for a second time. From 1928, the song is written by Bud Green and Sam Stept, and it's called That's My Weakness Now. And we'll follow that up with a very, very famous lady, particularly starting out in the 30s and during, of course, World War II, where she became the Force's sweetheart, and that's Vera Lynn. She did have a gorgeous voice, and it's every time you listen to it, well, certainly for people of a certain vintage, it really takes you back to those days. We're going to hear her from 1944 with an orchestra directed by Len Edwards. It's a Jerome Kern, Ira Gershwin piece called Long Ago and Far Away. And our third number in the set is brought to us by Jack Payne and his orchestra. Well, he was one of those associated with that legendary British institution, the British Broadcasting Corporation, and in particular, the early days in radio. Jack Payne was named the network director of dance music back in 1928, and stayed in that post for 4 years. Till 1932. Jack and his orchestra also appeared in two movies, Say It With Music, and also one called Sunshine Ahead in 1936. And we'll hear the title song from the second movie called Sunshine Ahead. I'm sorry, I don't know who wrote this. I couldn't get the songwriting credits for it. But it's recorded in 1936, and the lyrics are provided by Billy Scott Coomer. And that's Jack Payne. And we'll start off with Jack Hilton and Sam Brown. That's My Weakness Now.
She's gone.
blue, but she's got eyes of blue. Oh, that's my weakness now. She's got dimpled cheeks. I never cared for dimpled cheeks, but she's got dimpled cheeks. Oh, that's my weakness now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we're headed for the possum store, I guess. She likes to build a coo. I never cared to build and coo, but she likes to build and coo, and that's my weakness now.
Just one look, and then I knew that all bring good news. Hey ho, sing bye bye blues. Don't give in, there's nothing to fear. A wonderful day will soon be here.
Sunshine ahead,
you'll be happy, oh so happy.
Sunshine ahead,
clouds are clearing, disappearing. Lift up your chin and turn your back on sorrow. Smile as you face the future, there'll be lots to suit you.
Sunshine ahead,
fortune waits for you to take it. Who was it said? Life is simply what you make it. You ride on air and find each trouble and care will soon be dead. There's sunshine ahead.
Almost at the end of I've Heard That Song Before for another week. Do please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining you in just a few moments with some wonderful jazz, 2 hours of it, for this afternoon. Thanks for joining me today, and I hope you'll join me again next week. One more song for you today. We're going to hear from Brian Lawrence and his sextet with the Frank Lesser Burton Lane song, Says My Heart.
Says my heart, but each time that I'm almost in your arms, this old school teacher brain of mine keeps ringing in false alarms. Then my head rolls instead, and I'm wise to the scheme of that gleam in your eyes. So I kiss and run, but the moment we're apart, oh, you fool, that was love, says my heart.